Welcome back to Left of Normal. I'm your host, Scott Seary. This is episode 5, which I title Private School Woes. So last week we talked about how the Left of Normal brain has to analyze literally everything before reacting. It's a snap judgment on the appropriate response, and it means we're constantly working hard to prevent a major oops that we would dwell on for decades. For instance, spelling the name John incorrectly. So in third grade, I started at a new school. Shiloh Christian Academy was the school associated with our church, and since my mom had a teaching background, she was able to teach at the school while we attended there. What this meant was that I had to learn a whole new method of how to school, something that worked out for the best and for the worst. Shiloh didn't have traditional classrooms with all the desks in a row and a teacher up front leading things on. Instead, we were organized into what they called learning centers. L1 was first and second grade, L2 was third and fourth grade, and so on up the line. But instead of desks that all sat in a row facing the front of the room, our desks folded up against the wall and had kind of individual cubicle-style workspaces. And the reason that they folded against the wall was so that our workspaces could be closed and locked up for the weekend when that room was used for Sunday school and other church activities. So classroom instruction was entirely different as well. The teacher didn't lead discussions and give out worksheets or kind of facilitate our work throughout the day. Instead, we had what were called PACEs. PACE stands for Packet of Accelerated Christian Education. They're little workbooks that were designed so you work at your own pace in each subject. So each subject had its own workbook, and every week you'd set your goals on how much you thought you could get done in the book. I believe it was normal or standard was 5 pages per day per subject, so that by the end of the school year, you had worked through 12 workbooks and could move on to the next year's curriculum. Okay, so kind of sets the stage of how school was, totally non-traditional school activities. Essentially, we'd get to class, do our Pledge of Allegiance, have our morning prayer. There was some sort of, I believe, a Bible pledge in there as well. And then we'd kind of just get to work. No set agenda on which subject you had to do first. You did the work, and anything you weren't able to finish at school, you had to take it home as homework. Now, because we worked in these quiet little cubicles, this was perfect for a left of normal introvert like me. And a big part of it was because of how my brain tells me when it's time to work and when it's time to play. Now, it's not that I was an antisocial kid. I played hard at recess, and I had at least a handful of friends that, I assume, enjoyed my company. But I also saw things more black and white than others. Recess was time to play. Classroom time was time to work. When you're in the classroom, you could easily slip notes back and forth between the little cubicles, and you could try to lean around and talk if you thought you could do so without getting caught. Or if you really didn't want to do anything, you just mindlessly stare at the back of your workspace and literally do nothing all day long. Of course, you'd have your homework and you'd have to get caught up eventually, but if you didn't want to work during the day, you didn't really have to. In addition to that, since you work at your own pace, you could set a goal of 3 pages per day instead of the suggested 5 and blow through your assignments in the first couple hours of school. And so our school was set up that it had a computer lab where you could go and play video games or learn coding or kind of whatever you wanted to do on the computer for hours on end if you got done with your work on time. So a handful of us spent most of our afternoons in that computer lab playing Oregon Trail and Space Quest and some of the other mid-90s computer games. I mean, the internet wasn't a thing at this time, so You logged into DOS and played a little Nibbles for hours until you just got sick of it. Alternatively, if you were an overachiever, you could set goals of 6, 7, or more pages and get way far ahead in your studies and work on the next year's curriculum. So by the end of third grade, theoretically, I could be doing fourth grade work. And we'll talk about more on that subject in a coming episode, and how being way far ahead in your studies is really not the best thing for emotional and social development. So when I was in the classroom, and the suggested pace was to work at 5 pages per day, that's where I set my goals. In the classroom, it was time to work and not time to talk and play. Outside the classroom, it was time to play and not time to work. If there was something that needed said or done that wasn't school related, it happened off the clock, so to speak. So even in first grade, I was in a traditional classroom setting, and my teacher accidentally arranged seating so that my best friend and I were seated right next to each other. When she realized her mistake, she gave us a warning, and she said if we were caught talking even one time, we would be separated. And I don't ever even remember trying to sneak talk time with my best friend because during class time, it was time to do classroom activities. So, this pace system, which most teachers generally consider to be a curriculum that isn't very effective in teaching kids, actually worked really well for me. I learn easily from books, and I learn great when I go at my own pace. In the event that something wasn't clear, I could put my flag up, it's kind of like raising your hand, and I can get help from the teacher. I'd breeze through my workbooks without too many issues because there weren't distractions, and you sit in your cubicle and you just get things done. But there was a big problem that arose in the years I attended private school, and one that I recognized from the moment I re-entered public school, and it took me many years to overcome. That secluded learning style was not conducive to social development that kids really need. There was recess, library, Bible class, PE, maybe a handful of other times where we interacted and we learned methods outside the PACE curriculum. But teaching kids how to act and interact is much more in-depth than that, and when you seclude them into little working spaces and have them work from a book for the bulk of the day, it means that a lot of areas of the brain aren't getting flexed and they aren't getting that development that they need when kids are really young. So for grades 3 through 9, with some variation, because as time went on, the pace system kind of fell out of favor and a more traditional classroom structure was adopted. But for the most part, those years I worked largely from workbooks at my own pace that was slightly faster than others in my grade. So as my social skills fell behind, the skills that really needed to be worked on because, left of normal brain, my academic skills actually progressed forward. Every year, I was able to at least get a little bit of what I needed from my three brothers, friends, church activities, and the like, but I wouldn't really realize how far off I was, having gone to school in this little bubble, until I tried to re-enter public school in the 9th grade. It was a transition that completely didn't work. I lasted a few weeks, and then I had to fall back into my comfortable little bubble that I never really learned how to function outside of. So before we get into high school years, there's quite a bit that's more in these transition years, this transitional period from grade school through middle school and into high school. Or from L1 to L2 or L3 or whatever the learning centers were called at the time. These difficulties in this transition were actually exacerbated by being ahead academically, and the transition still causes issues nearly 30 years later that I just have to deal with and kind of put up with that aren't true, but for whatever reason, because of these events that happened so long ago, I'm still thinking they're in play right now. Come back next week for that episode of Left of Normal. There's big transition, big development stuff that I'm not going to give away too much of right now. I want you to lure you back, tease you back here. It's going to be especially useful for parents out there that have children that are high to very high academically. It can save your kids a world of frustration and hurt down the road, but you got to wait until next week. We're going to dive into that concept. As always, feedback is incredibly helpful. If something sucks, please tell me. You won't hurt my feelings too much, especially if you offer a solution instead of just saying, hey, you suck. The Left of Normal community on Facebook is open. Please join if you're left, normal, or right. And remember, let's keep things civil over there. It's not a place to make fun of the normies, even if they deserve it. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Scott Seary. This has been Left of Normal.